South Africa has been plagued by power supply issues for many years, largely as a result of an over-reliance on the Eskom grid. Many businesses, individuals, and farmers are now looking more seriously at alternatives such as renewable energy. For many people around the world, energy efficiency and energy independence are becoming critical issues. To help us explore the subject, we're joined by John Hudson, Head of Agriculture at Nedbank. Hi, John. As Head of Agriculture at Nedbank, what are some of the trends that you're observing? For example, are farmers moving off the grid, and how prevalent is this?
Hi, thank you very much. Certainly, I think we are seeing a move to people moving off the grid. And the reason for it, though, is due to climate risk, really. So if you look at climate risk, and it is one of the major business risks that is facing farmers currently. So it makes sense to look at sustainability in its broader sense as well. So it's not only about renewable energy, but it's also about water, soil health, and so many other factors. But quite honestly, we are seeing a move towards sustainability, and it's more from a business risk point of view. It makes absolute sense if your business is facing these risks to look at ways to then mitigate the risk. And so I see that this is taking hold. And certainly what we also do see is that technology tends to be a big play as well. So many of these trends that we're seeing are supported by technology. So whether it's solar panels, whether it's water efficiency, and whether it's many other factors facing the business, technology is playing a major part.
Okay, explain what is meant by farming off the grid. And then following up from that, what is Nedbank's offering in this regard, particularly to the agricultural sector?
When we talk about farming off grid, that tends to be partially misleading, I suppose. There are certainly some farmers that are going off grid totally, but going off grid totally is very different to, say, a grid-tied system. I think what is also really important to take note of is that farmers need to really do their homework, because before you just decide to go off grid, you need to look at your business and see what works for you. If you look at in terms of the different circumstances that play out, it might not make sense for all farmers to go totally off grid, but it may well make sense to go grid tied, or in fact, just to start with looking at the best way to address the efficiency around energy, energy mix, etc. So I think what is really important from a Nedbank point of view is having this type of discussion with our clients to really unpack the reason that they're looking to go off grid. And if that reasoning is sound, then certainly we have financial products to back that up. So from a renewable energy point of view, we finance a whole range of, you know, in terms of the equipment that goes into it. So whether it's water and also solar, for example, there's many, many ways to go off grid, and that needs to be well thought through. What we do then from a financing point of view is to match your repayment ability to the funding need and to really look at whether it is a cash flow neutral situation, because we do offer the extended funding period up to 10 years, for example. But what we're finding now is that the payback period is probably far less than that. But it does mean that clients need to do their homework really well, then to engage with their bankers, and then to put a funding structure in place.
Just talk about the break-even period there. You talked about you do offer finance up to 10 years, but the repayment period can be a lot less than that. What kind of period are we talking about?
So what we're seeing is that repayment periods have come down, and there's probably a multitude of factors for that. What certainly is playing a part is the sort of increasing cost of coal-fired electricity. And if that continues at 10 to, say, 16% per year or 15 to 16% per annum, that is a major cost for certain businesses. And some businesses that use a lot of energy will start to look at that. They need to be really competitive. So I think what you're starting to see is various factors playing out. The environmental aspect of this is critical, but it's also from a business sustainability point of view that we're seeing much greater take up. What that means is that farmers are looking to contain costs, for example. If they're looking to expand their farming businesses, they will need more electricity in terms of energy. they've got to look at all those factors in terms of the total picture. But what is critical and what is clear to me is that if you take a business risk approach, we are seeing farmers move to a partial mix in terms of their energy mix or totally off-grid. And we are seeing repayment periods come down. Some are well under 4 years now. But again, it depends whether you add batteries to your system. If you add batteries, that is essentially a doubling up of the cost. So you've got to look at that. You've got to look at that sort of energy demand. You've got to look at when the sun shines and your sort of energy demand, does that match up, for example? So there's lots to consider, but certainly the payback periods have come down.
The idea of relying entirely on natural resources for electricity supply across sectors can have high cost implications if it's not done right. So how can farmers still manage energy demand and be more energy efficient before they install systems that generate alternative energy, as these can be quite costly, right?
Yeah, this is a good point. I think before people decide to go off-grid or grid-tied systems, sort of energy efficiency is your starting point. Your farming business must be really efficient from an energy perspective. If you get that right as your starting point and it still makes sense to go off-grid, for example, then 100% do so. But what it does need is farmers to really think through that and to make sure that their starting point is as good as it can be, because it doesn't help that you go off-grid but you're not really being energy efficient in the first place. So I think that's a critical part in the whole thought process. I think the second part of it is that once you've decided to change that mix of energy and to include renewable energy as part of that, it does become extremely important to ensure that the system that you put into place can actually deliver on what it's set up to do. And for me, this is critical because from a funding point of view, we do a lot of our sums and we look at the repayment ability. It's based on certain assumptions. The assumption being that, can this solar plant deliver what it's meant to do? Because if it can't, it could place that business under risk. And that's key. You know, do your homework, find the right installer, get the right advice. And that is critical. We're seeing the emergence of the installers that really know their game well and can add value to a farmer's business. And in some circumstances will actually provide a guarantee in terms of performance. And that's critical because at the end of the day, the reason that you're going off grid is to make your business better and more sustainable and, you know, to really be productive in its biggest sense. And to do that, you have to get all of this right. These systems can be quite expensive, and so it is quite a big capex spend. And hence, if you're going to invest in this, you've got to do it right.
Okay, when is the best time to consider moving your business, or if you're a farmer, your farm off the grid?
Circumstances do differ, but if you answer that in a broad sense, it's really when you have a significant energy security issue. So if you're concerned about security of supply, or if you're looking to expand your business and the supply of electricity could be a constraint, then you have to look at this because it makes sense to do so. The second component of this is if you're looking to reduce costs in your business and become cost-efficient business, electricity could be one of your costs that you would focus on. And for many farmers, the cost of electricity is a major issue. And if you're looking then to become really efficient, energy costs could be part of that. And so I think from a financial sustainability point of view, it makes sense as well. So if I sum that up, if you face an energy supply security issue, so you know you're unsure of your secure supply of energy, that is certainly the starting point. And then a lot of the other factors like cost competitiveness start to come into it as well.
Now, if you go off grid, as we've been discussing, what are the benefits operationally that you could experience and also the economic benefits to the business or the farming operation through sustainable farming?
So I think a part of the benefit is the environmental aspect. And, you know, that's certainly very important. I think most farmers and also individuals have this personal drive to look at the environment. So that is always going to be a critical component. And if you look at the savings in greenhouse gases compared to a coal-fired electricity, it is quite staggering. And you do have to look at the whole life cycle to really do a fair comparison. So what I mean by the life cycle is that solar panels, et cetera, they have their sort of upstream costs or those startup costs, you know, the making of the panels, et cetera, the installation and all of that. Then in the middle, you've got the operational cost. And then at the end of the life cycle is decommissioning or downstream activities. And you have to compare that to, let's say, coal-fired Eskom. But the comparisons, even if you look at the full life cycle, is that solar power, in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, it is just a no-brainer. If you then add that into the mix, so from a personal point of view, you can see the benefits of doing that. And it also makes business sense. Then you've got a great mix, you know, in terms of that it's not only good for the environment, but this is also good for my business. So that's an important factor, I would think.
We're going to leave it there. That was John Hudson, Head of Agriculture at Nedbank.